You're ready?
Podcast!
Hi everyone and welcome to Connie's Podcast!
Yay! Yay!
Yeah, I'm PD Nim and my Twitter handle is Fanatic.
I'm Dane, my Twitter handle is IconFastFiction.
Hello everyone, I'm Pao and my Twitter handle is at IconPickFix.
Yeah, so hi. Actually, we're kind of nervous right now. This is our first Super. Public broadcast. I'm so nervous.
Parang kasi nervous ni, ano, ni BI kanina. Although he didn't look nervous kanina.
Did he look nervous kanina? Parang I didn't feel it. Parang mas kinabahan for him. Actually, mas kinabahan ako for my connection.
For myself, ganun.
Medyo nagka-crackle yung connection ko kanina. But, you know, it's surviving.
Ako so, din. Okay. Oh my gosh. Hindi kinaya nung TV namin. Sobrang low res niya on the screen. So I had to switch.
Yeah, so this is our first public like simultaneous broadcast for this episode of Connie's Podcast. So this will be our debrief episode for BI's first online concert. And since I'm the pinnacle, so it has come up to me, the burden of doing our first live recording. Hopefully, this will be a brief episode because this is so last minute. So we just want to record our feels in general. So guys, do you remember, like, so this is episode 24. The last time that we did a post-concert recording was at the Osaka concert.
Yes, oh my gosh. I was thinking about that.
That was oh my like... God.
Drunk
that
in
was
the
like
fields.
2019.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So, well, hopefully yung recording natin would be also as brief as that one. I recorded that for like what 30 minutes or something.
Yes.
So as of now, we just want to say hi to the few people who will be coming in.
And PD Nim is gonna be moderating our discussion. Why? Because PD Nim is a binik.
Yeah, never na so, ako magmo-moderate kasi wala namang ginagawa si June. Wala lang.
Ay, wow, anyway. May hugot. May konting hugot.
Oo, kasi last time ako yung nag-moderate, di ba? Our big pasabog episode.
I mean, well, oo, pero wag kang ganyan din kasi baka may pasabog si June
oh,
na
no,
parang,
teka
lang.
Baka magsisi ka.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Baka
and
may
si
last minute.
May new project naman, so dun na lang. Anyway,
oh, wow.
We digress.
Okay. Yeah, we digress. This is my first online concert, like first concert during the pandemic. So I'm pretty excited
what?
And also scared.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious because I know Dane and Pao, you have also attended online concerts before. So like
yes.
In this instance, you know, it's 11 a.m. Philippine time, 12 p.m. noon, I mean, Korea time, and Saturday night for those at the Western Hemisphere. So uh-oh. What did you do to prepare like this morning, like in terms of your setup, blah, blah, blah. So let's start with Pao.
Actually, medyo packed yung Sundays ko talaga because normally I go out for errands. Tapos at the same time, our family would have lunch and in the morning we go to church. So, ang hirap mag-prep kasi parang excited ka. You're so excited that you're gonna see Hanbin for the first time after a very long time. Well, I assume na live yung stages. But ako yung preps ko talaga is, syempre, bumili ng fresh batteries for the combat. Hindi pwede.
Because low bat yung combat ko. Oh my God.
Diba? I was thinking, ano, parang, ang hirap kasi this is, I think, my first online concert without me holding on to something. So parang naisip ko, ah, okay, may combat. So, yun. So, bumili lang ako ng fresh batteries for my combat. And there you go. So, I went to the concert with full stomach. So, yun yung preps ko. Yung setup ko pala, ako kasi, I watched with a laptop. I wanted to flash it on our TV, pero may gumagamit yung TV namin. So, naka-laptop ako. Ewan ko dito kay Dane, yung setup niya kanina, fabulous.
Oh my gosh, actually, medyo fail siya. Kasi, well, yeah, I also wanted to use the big TV dun sa living room. Pero it wouldn't cast, and I think connection issue siya. As hindi siya makaya nung TV namin. Hindi kaya nung internet.
Isn't it like a parang restriction? Kasi di ba like si Netflix, parang pag mababa yung ano mo, or parang in general, like with a concert, maybe it's a restriction thing that you cannot cast
it. I mean,
it
I
or
was able
like
to cast it using my phone, ooh. Pero super low res. As in parang, wow, are we back in 1995? Bakit pixelated? So that's why I had
reply,
to...
1995.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, kakapanganak lang yan. Anyway, or he hadn't even been born yet. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Joke time.
Nakapanganak si Andy, no?
Gave away my age there. Anyway, so yun. Tapos, yeah. So I ended up watching on my iPad na lang kasi mas crisp. But overall, yun lang, I had a big breakfast then, to be sure. Yuck, para talagang ano, physically taxing. I don't have my merch here kasi I'm still in my parents' house. So, huh, wala. Wala din akong anything icon related, unfortunately. Oh my gosh, I have my Hanbin plushie. I should have gotten it.
Oh, yeah. You
so unprepared.
Yeah.
But yeah. What about you, PDNim? Seeing as ikaw ang ano...
Well, actually, in my case, yun din ang araw ko nagising. Good thing then of having it 11 a.m. Parang na-force ako to do all my Sunday chores beforehand. So, na-accomplish ko siya lahat before 11 a.m. And then yung setup ko is basically just my laptop. And then, hindi ko na-realize to refresh my batteries for my combat. So, the most that I did is wear my ID bracelet, like the BID bracelet that went with the membership card.
Well done.
Wow.
That's the most that I did. That was, actually, na-realize ko nga yung photo card. Bakit hindi ko na lang nilagay man lang sa keyboard?
Pero, may altar.
Yeah, or may altar. Sagay natin ng konting kandila. Na-joke. Because I have sort of fancy na headphones for Connie's podcast editing purposes. Kaya that's what I used para sobrang surround sound levels. Maganda yung audio for the concert. Ang drawback though is that since wired siya, parang mahirap gumalaw. So parang kahit gusto kong sumayaw-sayaw, parang kinda limited yung movements ko.
And maraming moments na ano... pwedeng mag-dance. So.
Exactly. But I also have a small house. So actually, sobrang limited din yung setup. Although, kind of awkward din though, guys, that, you know, it's daytime. Although, it's kind of rainy here in Manila while the concert is happening. So, ang weird lang nung feeling na parang broad daylight. Tapos, may concert. Ayun. How about you guys? Anong feeling nyo nung time na yon?
I mean, of course, nothing beats like an actual concert pa rin, diba? So, in the beginning, parang low expectations and all, just because I know it's not gonna be a real, like, you know, the live in-person concert. But as soon as it started, parang, yun. But yeah, super weird na maaraw sa labas and then umulan for a bit, parang surreal.
Before we go to the highlights of the actual concert, like, any comments on the caliber of the production? How does it look? Yung stage design, yung outfits ni Hanbin and stuff like that. So, let's start with Dane first.
I feel like it got better as the concert progressed. But I had builds. I mean, I had builds. But actually, I liked the background of his stages, like in the middle part. But in the beginning, I didn't know what to expect then. So, backstory is the only concert na live na virtual that I've watched before this is the Shiny concert. Last year? Maybe last year, early this year. Early this year. Siguro iba yung vendor na ginamit ni BI. So, medyo different. Different yung levels and quality. But, come on. I mean, like, I'm not complaining, to be honest. I mean, they're practically a startup. It's a new company. And to have had this set up already. Tapos, they're also working with, is it LiveX Live? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Na parang, seemingly a young, newer company then, it feels like. So, I thought it was pretty good. Going back to my 90s comment, parang in the beginning, Hanbin had a really 90s feel to his outfits. I'm not sure why. Maybe that's his mood now with the baggy pants and everything. But then, yeah, like, as it continued, parang, it just kept better. Maybe that was his trick also. It was kind of to save, like, the most awesome for last. And honestly, no complaints. I mean, I was pretty happy with it. And the, well, I don't know if it's not production, pero super fun din yung openers niya. The opening acts were pretty good. So,
So,
I'm gonna listen to, well, yeah, I'm gonna look them up on Spotify. So,
yeah, we'll talk about the opening acts actually later then.
Oh, okay.
At length.
So that's it.
Yeah. How about you, Pao?
So the first online concert that I went to in 2020 was the Arashi 2020. It's the final concert of Arashi. So, syempre, ano yun? Tokyo Dome yun. So, medyo bongga talaga. And it actually set the bar for me, like for online concerts. And then the next one is the Shiny one, the Beyond Live Shiny concert before Taemin went into the army. And taking up from what Dean mentioned a while ago, si Beyond Live kasi SM talaga yung may hawak sa kanya. So unlike, for example, with Live X Live, parang nagpartner lang si IOK with Live X Live. So parang yun yung assumption ko. So syempre hindi kasing Fabulous, but for me, given the fact that it's his first concert ever, and it's his first online concert ever, and yes, Dayan, tama ka, they're a startup, parang it exceeded expectations. In fairness, nagulat din ako kanina na yung sahig niya, like the stage itself is LED. I don't know if you guys noticed that. LED din
siya. Oh, I didn't notice.
Medyo na-shock din ako na parang, oh my God, ang mahal nung inaapakan niya. LED din siya. So parang nagulat din ako on how the set design is. At the same time, all online concerts have live chats, but the live chat is very lively. And having
oh,
fans.
Oh, my feel mo talaga marami nanonood.
So, hindi ako makakatch up dun sa mga chat kanina. Tapos, ang saya lang, because I think I tweeted this a while ago, na parang, June 2019, he left with a blonde hair, and now, for his first online concert, and his first stage for the fans, he came back with a blonde hair. Though, okay, fine, like, black-haired BI looks better. But, yes. I think it's very significant then na he came back on stage with a blonde hair. Wala lang. Parang I'm taking that as a good sign.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm also not a fan of the blonde hair on BI. Although, like, midway, when it comes to, like, my K-pop crushes, sucker talaga ako for, like, the regular bangs lang. So, nung nag-bangs style na siya sa hair niya, yun, kaya nagustuhan ko na. Yun din yung outfits niya, may pagka ibang level yung style. Parang nagulat din ako. Actually, ang gusto ko mag-comment is more on camera work. I kind of like the camera work for the stages. There are parts talaga na very comprehensive yung choreography. Talagang naka-wide shot siya. So that's what I appreciate. Tapos hindi rin nakakahilo and all of that. I don't know how it goes kasi nga ito yung first online concert ko. So I kind of like the camera work for this one. So yeah, we go to the meat talaga of this episode. So, actually, yung general comments natin on the performances. Although we'll most likely discuss yung general highlights lang na what we can remember. But first, we have to talk about the opening act. So let me start lang na maganda yung Pink Sweats and Afghan. Actually, nabitin ako dun sa lineup ni Afghan. Like, I wanted more.
Yeah.
But of course, opening act naman din sila. For super nice. So, like, it really sets the mood of it. Mm-hmm. I think maganda din na nauna si Pink Sweats before Afghan. Kasi it's like a slow build talaga into the mood before Hanbin comes in. Mm-hmm. So I like the song selection. I like the style of it. I like the genre. So hopefully talaga they gain more fans. There's more exposure for them during this time around. So yeah.
Didn't you say, Pao, na Indonesian artists are on the rise now, like in an international space?
Oo, kasi I remember, to be honest, like even the K-pop artists, the idols, if you guys are following some of their playlists in Spotify, Indonesian artists or the ones who are rising in the Indo-pop industry, they're picking their songs. As in, ang ganda ng mga songs na, should I say, ini-endorse or parang pinakikinggan. Pinakikinggan ng mga K-pop artists.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. One of the Indonesian artists na nag-trend because of Treasure listened to them, him, si Lullaboy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alam ko si... Ay, hindi. Singaporean yata yan. Pero part Indonesian yata siya. Let me double check that. Pero ang daming Indo-pop artist na talagang pinakikinggan ngayon. And to be honest, like, I'm not sure if it's really how the algorithm of Spotify works. Like, if you listen to J-pop and K-pop, you will really get hit with Indo-pop artists.
At some point.
At some point. Kasi dati it's just Thai pop or Thai rock that hits my, that I receive from Spotify. Pero ngayon parang, uy, pati Indonesian, uy, pati Vietnamese. Pero this time, yung Indonesia pop, medyo on the rise siya. So, follow Afghan. Ang ganda ng mga songs niya, to be honest. When I saw the ad na kasama nga siya dun sa mga performances for this concert. So, syempre, follow agad, tas listen ng konti dun sa mga songs. In all fairness, like, his songs are good. So, listen, guys.
Apart from the opening acts, yung guest performances din.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So, of course, we have Destiny Rogers. And then, of course, Epic High. So, any comments?
Oh my gosh. Sobra.
Din, sorry. Hmm. Ay, uunahan na kita.
Go,
sobrang
go for
sulit
it.
Nung bayad natin, guys. I mean, it's like Pink Sweats, Destiny Rogers, Afghan, yeah, and Epic High. And parang they all have solo stages. Especially for Epic High, like you get the Tableau BI collab. You also get the Epic High BI collab. Tapos meron pang look back on Born Hater. And, yes, diba? Yes. So parang, sorry, sobrang sulit na tong concert na to kahit maikse. Good job, BI.
Super funny kasi before the concert, since I mean, obviously we knew na Epic High was gonna be there, parang we were joking around pa na, oh, baka maybe they'll perform Born Hater. Not thinking that they really
they
would.
They will.
Diba? Because
oh,
syempre,
yeah.
I mean, it's
oh,
not just a
parang joke lang tayo
Epic
kanina, diba? Na parang, oh, what's the probability that they're gonna sing like Born Hater? And there you go.
It happened. Galing, galing. Super awesome. So yeah.
Tsaka, I mean, like the fact that we really got treated to a teaser concert of Epic High since yeah, meron din part na nawala rin si BI. So parang tipong talagang sulit yung ginastos natin. So sobrang funny regarding Born Hater kasi I mean, it is a possibility pero super far off possibility.
Yes.
I was
half
expecting them to sing acceptance speech pero although na-realize ko din na baka kinda may seat lang yung part dun ni BI. Mm-mm. So that's why they chose like not to do it. Pero super fun and I guess nostalgic and no not really nostalgic kasi past 2 years lang naman to na parang they have been guesting in each other's songs for quite a while pero ito na nakita mo na sila on stage together parang oh my gosh yun lang so,
in,
at, so kayo
diba,
na kayak
may part pa kanina nung concert na medyo kinabahan tayo kasi we were expecting na parang oh my gosh si Liha yun ba yun.
So, diba? Oo nga eh, saya. Akala ko parang may surprise of surprise. Nalalabas siya. Kaya, pero okay lang.
Okay lang. Oo, parang ano na yun, medyo too much to ask na yun. So, yeah. Sige, parang, we're yeah, gonna behave ourselves, Tiger Bean.
Oo nga. Maybe in the next concert, guys.
Yes.
Or, you know, if Lihaya has, like, her own online concert, malay nyo, diba? So, so baka sumulpot din siya dun. Super appreciative ako din that Epic High sang Don't Hate Me kasi it's
yes,
one of my favorite Epic High songs. So, super fun kanina. As in, talagang makapasayaw ka talaga. So, abe, I mean, how I wish talaga na live concert kasi.
I know, yun talaga eh. As in, yun yung na-feel ko na parang, yung ache of not being able to go to a physical concert. Doon ko talaga na feel yung sakit na yon
yeah,
as soon as they perform
together.
I actually
really miss like flying out. I mean, come on, yeah, di ba? Parang flying somewhere and like watching a concert is medyo lamierda ng konti and then go back home. And literally feeling bad that you're gonna go back home na parang bitin. Pero eto, yun nga, for me, yun talaga yeah, na-miss ko.
I have to yeah, say, sorry, last note on Epic High. Kasi, I mean, I listened to some of their songs pero I don't think I've actually seen a recorded concert for of them or anything like that. So, parang nagulat ako na grabe talaga yung stage presence nila. And some artists just have that flair pag live. At sobrang yeah, funny, parang they were just goofing around nung umpisa. Pero alam mo na may confidence there. And then when they started performing, wow, as in. I understand why sila yung nauna sa Coachella. Sila, diba? Sila yung nauna
yeah,
sa Lightpop.
Yeah,
yeah,
sa Coachella.
Epic High.
And
yeah,
they've done tours like everywhere kasi galing. Galing nung presence. Yun lang.
Yeah, I mean, sila yung classic example talaga na you don't need
yes,
like bonggam production.
Correct.
Sobrang toned down. Like, they're all in neutral outfits. But,
yeah,
you know, it compensates lang, for everything.
Like, did you just come from your college dorm to hang out with but at the same time, whoa, I am like blown away. Sobrang galing.
I know. May finesse talaga. I mean, of course, obviously, they're veterans. As in, sobrang
yes,
kayang-kaya na talaga nila.
Yes, as in.
Tsaka ano, nag-i-English na si Tukots, di ba? Dati.
Dati. Sobrang
yeah,
funny.
I mean, come on. Among the three of them, si Tukots yung ano eh, yung talaga hindi makapag-English nung araw. Pero, so parang nung nag-i-English na siya kanina, parang, oh my gosh, ano to? This is literally like a milestone.
Yeah, so, parang siya ano, Ajushi 4D. parang ganun siya for me. Parang for me siya parang agency level. So parang tipong slight cringe pero tatawa ka na lang talaga.
Right.
Kaya yun. Super benta.
Yeah.
Kaya ayun. Before we go lang to the, you know, like specific songs, guys, he sang Dot De tsaka B.
Yes! So parang, oh my gosh!
Oh my God. It's the... What tour is that? Oh my God. Yung tour
nila. Icon in Manila.
Yeah, the Icon in Manila na, what do you call it? Tour circuit. Tawa na wala ko sa utak. Pero.
Wait, continue and then, basta that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was continue.
Diba? Yeah, let's continue. Yeah. Diba, like, yung medley na yan, I rewatched that for like 100 times on YouTube.
Oh my God,
him,
don't make me cry.
Him in his black wife beater top na sobrang pawis. Yes. Na sobrang sexy niya. Na sobrang sexy niya. So parang di mo, so nung narinig ko pala yung early strains na parang, yes. Oh my God, alam mo na dapat yung background LED mo is the red lights with the chairs going down.
Oh, yes.
So memorize ko na yung like the intro production.
And the throne.
So, yeah, in the throne,
on the
exactly.
Throne.
So parang, nung narinig ko yung faint strains, like, oh my God, am I hearing this right? Is this not
medyo nag-doubt din ako kanina, na parang, totoo ba to? Is he really gonna sing it? Tapos nung narinig ko na din yung percussions, parang, oh my God.
Exactly! So, the guy wanted only, kaya, ayun, oh my God. So, sobrang surreal.
That was a really great surprise, na parang, nice one. Nice one, B.I.
Correct.
Yeah, so he did the medley. Although, yung dance break niya doon sa gitna, syempre, yun nga, I was half expecting yung todo, yung sa YouTube version. Kasi yun, alam mo, yung todo sayaw. Pero parang siya, siguro dahil umpisa pa lang, and you know, he's wearing like this long sleeve.
Yeah!
I feel
the wrong looking thing.
Oh, yeah. Yung yeah. Sobrang init na parang tipo umpisa pa lang nung concert. So siguro baka he doesn't want to exert himself too much. So ako parang, ha, yung dance break hindi masyado, ano? Like, hindi ganong level as, you know, what he did in Seoul. Pero yeah, oh my God. Awesome surprise. As in, sobrang hindi ko in-expect.
As in, yun pa lang in my head, oh my God, sulit na tong concert na to. Like, the fact that he could sing that again. I mean, who would have thought? I really had no idea na he would.
Oh, super
ko,
zero,
strictly
man.
New album. So,
yeah, heck. Super zero. As in, oh my God. Buti na lang talaga.
Buti na lang. So happy.
Yeah. Oh. Any highlights lang of like specific songs na nagustuhan nyo and all of that. So, yeah. Let's start with Pao.
Syempre yung dulo. Yung, I mean, the last part in which he sang Rebirth, it actually gave me almost the similar feels when they sang Climax for the first time.
Oh,
parang, because we all know, like, the reason why he composed and released that song, it's due to the IDs, diba? So, and similarly, yun nga, parang he never fails to communicate to the fans using his talent with music.
Yes.
So parang, ang galing lang na, na yun talaga yung, parang plinano niya na yun talaga yung huli. And the way he sang the a cappella part, diba? Sa dulo.
Tsaka halatang may part na, alam mo yun, yung part na he didn't sing, dapat, this is the part where we sing, alam mo yun?
Correct.
So, classic last song before the encore. As in, di ba, you know, like how it goes. Tapos parang, actually, nagulat din ako kasi, like, I know na, of course, Rebirth is a very good song. Nung, yun nga, nung narinig ko siya, at this placement in the set list, I'm like, yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
That's more correct.
Na ito yung pipiliin mong song, technically, quote-unquote, last song, before the encore. So, yun din. So, I said during the chat, this is the part where you'll really have to cry, you know? Kasi like, ito in an actual concert, ito yun, this is the song. Cue, I know, waterworks talaga. Oh, yeah.
Of course, aside from the hardcore rap songs na Dot Day, tsaka B.I., for me, I think, the highlight is really the Rebirth. Parang yun yung finale niya before, like, closing the concert.
Me, I mean, agree with those, but I also really like Numb and Flow Away. Because I really like those songs na rin to begin with. And then, yeah, he did them justice. And I really like the trippy look dun sa Flow Away with the lights in the back. Like, that's where I felt, okay, like, yeah, it looks really good. So, those are my favorites. Apart from everything that you said already. Kasi, can't beat one and only talaga.
Iba talaga, no?
Iba talaga.
Yeah. Actually, yun nga yung sa Flow Away nga yung the background. Parang very immersive siya. Parang naka-full screen siya sa laptop ko. Parang I'm being sucked into this like kaleidoscope.
So much just you and BI, like, in the kaleidoscope.
I know, like, talagang mag-isa lang siya. Tapos talagang nagtititigan lang kayo.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yun, actually, Numb is my favorite song do sa album niya. So, I was happy that he also sang that. Yun, to your point, Pao, I really like Rebirth. And then, of course, yung the one and only, tsaka yung BI. I like then na when he did the encore, I guess in dahil yung discography niya, hindi pa ganun talaga kahaba. Like, he did like a special dance stage then for Waterfall, yes, for his encore stage. So, parang tipong, doon na talaga yung todo dance bin.
Right.
Na makita natin. Tsaka, yun, I appreciate yung ila-ila ulit at the encore, like the English version. And then you have the confetti. Doon ko rin na-realize, like apart from Rebirth, yung Lost at Sea, kumbaga, which is the English na of ila-ila, along with the confetti, para oh nga, no, yung feels din ng song na to, tama din for last song. Alam mo yung parang,
like,
I never would have guessed. For me, yung perfect na order of the songs that he has. Parang tamang-tama talaga. So yun, I think strategic din talaga na nag-one and only and BI siya sa umpisa.
Yeah.
Kasi talaga, it really jacked up. I mean, of course, Waterfall is a good song. And you know, like, it's really reintroducing BI as a solo artist. Pero, and then biglang yung next song mo is an homage to, you know, the other BI. So parang, I know, you know what? Umpisa pa lang, parang may slight full circle. Slightly masakit pa rin, pero alam mo yun, parang, sige na, let's savor this moment, guys.
Yeah.
So, pretty good for his online concert talaga. Mm-hmm. We go, guys, to mga palabok niya, other gimmicks, during the concert. What do you guys think about him interviewing him?
Alam mo, that's like the most brilliant thing to do.
Apparently,
like,
I don't, not the one and only because there's two of him. It's so funny.
Like, who would have thought? Hindi, I mean, no one thought of that except BI. So, congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, we could be wrong, you know. Like, we could be wrong. Baka may mga ibang solo artists who have done this. Pero, this is the first time we saw something like this. So funny.
No, and at the same, I like how the interviewer BI and the interviewee BI are like interacting as if they're like two separate people.
Yeah. Legit siya, legit.
Legit siya.
As in, like, yung facial expressions, as in, guys, I guess may acting workshops siya. Kasi very consistent din. Both of them are awkward by themselves. Like, awkward DJ Hanbin and awkward BI guest. Pero talagang, ang galing. May eye contact, may overlap of the audio.
May tawa, di ba?
May tawa, di ba? Parang very seamless. No? Kung baka hindi siya parang tipong tag team, na tipong you recorded one and then you recorded the other.
Yes.
And well, overlap and all of that. Mm-mm. So I appreciate that level of effort na nagmukha siyang, mukha siyang natural.
Correct.
Oh my God. Pero yun, sobrang funny. By the way, guys, napansin niyo yung earpiece niya na BI?
Yung, oh my God, hindi ko na kung
kaya
sa yan.
So, meron siyang earpiece na black, na BI nakasulat. Ang cool lang tingnan. So, parang, like, oh, cool naman ang earpiece. So, yun lang. Napansin ko, parang in one of his few close-ups kasi, it's live. So, wala rin tayong live subs except for the Illusion Radio.
And actually, now, PD Nim, I am feeling bad that I didn't buy the replay.
Me too.
Me too.
Because I remember, yung kay Shiny kasi, when I watched the replay, so may subs na siya na matino. I'm not sure with Live X Live kasi, yung live ni Shiny, it's a Beyond Live, there's someone already typing the
properly.
Subs. So, yeah, but you will notice that the subs are not as good as,
that
you know,
mean,
the final edit.
Uh-oh.
Pero, meron nang nagtatranscribe during the Shiny concert. So, this one, I was hoping that there's going to be at least someone doing the same.
Yeah.
But, apparently, wala, diba? So, pag clinic mo yung closed caption, music playing lang yung meron.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Unless, if it's a recorded video and then somebody already laid down the subs for that.
But
so,
you know
I was
what?
Thinking na baka yung replay, feeling ko kompleto na yung subs nun. So,
parang,
ba't na ako bumili ng replay?
Oh, nga,
but you know
eh,
what?
Know.
Funny din, kasi parang I feel like maybe he didn't think he needed it. Kasi meron siyang specific na English time. So like, in the spirit of interviewing himself, baka he was also just gonna translate for himself.
Nakakatawa nga na he really cues himself. And of course, he outed himself. Magaling na siya mag-English, guys.
So, super!
So, wala talaga siya excuse. Like,
the
you
English
know,
lessons paid off.
Yung mga ments talaga niya, like, in between the songs within the concert. Next concert, BIM, equal parts Korean and English. I mean, you really do see naman na he really tries to insert some English shout-outs to the IDs. So,
yes.
I think that's also the difference between like being promoted in a big company versus you are really leaning towards also their national scene, because most of the independent ones, like for example, like Epic High didn't really speak good English during their time in YG. It was only Tablo, because Tablo grew up in the States. Pero this time, target market nila, it's not only the K-fans now, but it's also international fans. So nakakatuwa. And kamusta naman inaaral niya yun? Hindi barok yung English niya, guys. Yeah. Hindi masyadong barok. And the accent. No, the way he's... Yeah, the diction is really, really good.
Because he really had a coach, diba?
He really took up
lessons.
Correct.
God, I'd love to be his English teacher. But anyway.
But again, kamusta naman yung mangyayari sa lessons niya.
Tsaka hindi yung marunong mag-Korean eh. So, there you go.
Yun din. You know, guys, we have to trademark BI smile talaga. There is something that happens. There is something that happens on his face when he smiles. Like, I'm not sure. Like, the combo of how his eyes slant and then yung shape ng mouth niya. Basta yun. You guys know what I'm talking about. We have to trademark that. Kasi talaga, oh my God. I
always say that there's a little sadness in his eyes even when he smiles. Which is not like super the opposite of Bobby. Now, when he smiles, his whole face smiles. I guess June also, to be honest. But then Hanbin, parang may... I don't know. There's just something that makes him super adorable.
Meron akong ginagamit dyan na term. It's like, it's painfully beautiful. Ang ganda, pero masakit. Ganun.
Parang every smile is earned talaga. Like, he just doesn't give it away. So, I don't know.
Parang somehow, you know, there are some additional thoughts behind the eyes. Alam mo yun? Parang, he's not just plainly smiling with no additional thoughts. I don't know. Feeling ko lang to, pero Oh my God. So
I can't believe it's almost an hour and I haven't raved about Hanbin's perfect nose. So I will do that today, right now. His nose is still perfect, I guess.
Yeah, so at least so far, like, walang anything distracting. Tama lang yung makeup niya. Okay yung lighting. It emphasized his good looks, I guess.
So, perfect like, features.
Good, super good profile. So, yeah, well done. Very small benefit of having the online concert. It's like, everyone sees the same thing. So, makita mo na talaga na yung super close-up na look niya. Although, of course, different pa rin talaga when you see him in general. So,
PD name. So apparently, like an hour ago, he posted something in Instagram. And I'll read the English translation.
Oh,
so somebody tweeted it.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
So sabi niya, like you all know, I don't really say out loud that I'm happy, but I literally felt alive and happy today. I have realized how much stage means to me. It was so amazing and exciting. Thank you, IDs. I just wanted to thank you again. So parang,
See? That right there, that's like his smile in words. Na parang laging may disclaimer na, okay, guys, I don't give myself away so much. So
oh
like,
my gosh,
but I really can't help it right now.
It's you
like
better
when
write
he won
that
award
book.
Then before, di ba? But
he has you better that write thing it.
Na, he just
fanfic na to.
Oh no, yun nga, very layered. So layered. Nainis ako.
Alam mo, to be honest, do you guys remember like 11-11? Na parang we had this conversation and it was recorded in one of our episodes. Na he was sizing up the crowd. He wasn't really open about, you know, showing that he's enjoying it. Pero once that the shell is already cracked by the fans, parang, whoa, ito
yeah,
na to.
Okay, yeah, this is it. Yun nga eh. Hangbin is a performer. So talagang, you know, like him, like having that IG caption saying na, halata talaga na he really missed the stage. So parang, albeit not the best circumstances though, kasi siya, obviously it would be more epic if this was an actual real concert. Pero yun lang, the fact that he got to taste, again, yung stage feeling that he missed like for the past 2 years. So super happy for him then. General feels, Dane? Like,
okay.
Overall so experience?
For me, so of course, excellent set list and track list from like opening acts to like the end. Parang, yeah, perfect. And Hanbin really has a way with putting songs in order in a way that tells a story. So I think that really reflected. And then while it wasn't the most sleek or glamorous production value, but the thing is, when it's Hanbin, you don't need that naman. I mean, he is enough as a performer. He's more than enough because he can really carry the stage well. And with the acts that he invited, like with Epic High there and everyone else, parang, yeah, I couldn't ask for anything more. The only downside is I really felt the hurt na parang, shocks, hindi pa rin tayo pwedeng mag in-person concert. I don't think I've allowed myself to think that since the pandemic started. I haven't allowed myself to want to be in a concert. But when I watched them, dun ko na feel like, oh my gosh, when will this end? I just want to go and be with like thousands of people, all sweaty and tired, but like happy. So yeah. I'll hold out and yeah, hope for that soon. So yeah. So overall, really good concert.
For me, like what I said in the opening, it exceeded expectations, especially given that IOK is not part of the big three. They're just starting, and I'm assuming that this is the first big project no, na talagang naglabas sila ng production dito. So I really appreciate how thoughtful the set list is, yung arrangement ng songs, at the same time, how he prepared for it. I mean, come on, like, yung ment talaga, bow down talaga ako doon. Ang talino nung ginawa niya. Ang talino talaga doon. And then, na-miss niya mag-perform. It's very obvious that he really missed performing on stage. Sana maulit muli. mga next month. Then, di naman. Or parang ano, more fan meets please. Or like ano, kasi naalala ko din yung Mexicana fan sign na napuntahan namin ni Dean sa Seoul. Parang, pwede bang may ganon? I really don't care if I need to buy chicken and not eat it because it's in Korea and just let deliver it somewhere else. Pero I'm gonna get like the ticket for the fan meet. So, I really hope that there's more performances and more ways for the fans to interact with him. Kasi, ewan ko, hindi na katulad nun dati na medyo taken aback pa siya or may bars no in between the fans and him. Ito kasi, nararamdaman ko, na-miss niya talaga yung fans. So, he's going all out interacting with us. Tapos meron pang translation kanina in Twitter. I think one of his short ments in between songs. Ang sabi niya, ano, how I really wish to do a performance for 2 to 3 hours. Pero hindi pa kaya. Hindi pa kaya today. So, so alam mo yun, he really wanted to spend more time on the stage and with the fans. And I'm really looking forward to that kasi naramdaman ko talaga na hindi ito yung magiging last. Maraming fans yung natuwa dun sa binigay niya. So, hi Hanbin. I'm glad that he's back.
What about you, PD Nim?
Yeah, for me, di ba yung sa credits na talagang may emphasized on IDs. So parang talaga, you know, this is really an offering, to the, a love offering to the fans. I really felt it. How I wish nga that there was a way na virtually that he can see how many people are watching him right now. I still have this feeling na he can't still fully grasp how many of us who are still following him, who will attend his concerts in the future. So if there's a way na, you know, in the future na online ulit, na makita niya tayo. Although, you know, that would be like a nightmare on their end to moderate, you know. Super admirable first outing. Like technically, he came back talaga. Like 2021 is really
the gift that keeps on giving.
Diba? Yeah, to be an ID and to be an iconic talagang 2021. Things would have been better, but this, I'll take this. I'll really take this. Yeah. I'm so grateful that this is happening right now. Now we still get to see this. Alam mo yon. So that's the entire experience for me na I still get to see this 2-hour treat. It's a treat for me talaga as a Binik.
Ang laking bawi from 2019 because really, come on. I mean, 2019 is not a good year for iconics, diba? And for Binics. So,
yeah.
2021, like what I said a while ago, is the gift that keeps on giving. So, we're ready for more.
To the roaring
come on.
20s, yeah, iconic and ID style. Good start to the new roaring 20s.
Oh, kasi ano pa lang, kakastart pa lang ng fourth quarter ng 2021, di ba?
Kaya, so, fourth quarter na, but yes.
Fourth quarter na.
So, we're ready for more.
For more.
Although, guys, I just realized before the encore, the video about the behind the scenes na nasa dance studio sila, him with his cap, I'm like, oh my god, Tiger Bean, like flashback, but of course hindi niya pwede pagalitan yung mga backup dancers niya kasi, you know, these are professional dancers.
Yes.
These are not teammates na idol.
At sorry, just, like, sa ano siya?
I wonder if namimiss niya yun, just to scream at people.
You know,
I'm here.
Bossing people around, you know?
And I, ano, sorry guys, sa 1 million dance studio siya nagpa-practice.
I know, oh my god, I'm so happy.
Sorry, I mean, come on. How many K-pop artists does that? Sorry talaga.
Well,
1 million dance studio levels
soon,
na siya.
Because aren't they forming a new group? Girl group and boy group, yung IOP.
Yeah, because they did have auditions already.
Yes.
So,
Ah, so may mga Tiger Bean moments tayo. Sana public.
Pwede na.
Sana we can see it, no?
Sweet.
All in all, oh my gosh, what an experience. Kaya,
what an experience.
Let's do it again.
I wanna buy.
Medyo na-excite ako dun sa ano, dun sa sinabi niyo na magte-train na din siya. So parang, oh, are we gonna get like a survival show? I'm ready. I'm so ready for this. Kahit,
oh my gosh.
Okay. So, yung tipong foray na talaga niya into public view among the Korean masses.
That is the part in which he says, move over, who is next?
Oh, and he decides who is next.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Any announcement, guys, for Connie's podcast? Soon.
It's still there. We'll get to it.
It's still alive.
No, I mean, we really apologize because, to be honest, like, life is so difficult.
Oh,
I mean, it's really
so
easy
hard
to record together. Pero doing this, all the technical setups for recording an episode. But we really, really appreciate those who keep on listening to us and also those who are tweeting na namimiss nyo na kami or nakikinig pa rin kayo dun sa episodes na napakinggan nyo na. So, yeah, just let us know if you want a certain topic to be discussed in Connie's podcast. Just tweet us. Any of us three would be open to receive like a DM or a reply or a mention in any of our tweets. So, yun. Kasi we also want to give back to those who are listening to us. Hindi lang talaga kami makatodo katulad nung before kasi sobrang hirap. Yeah. Life is getting in the way. But yes, so yon. So siguro mag-year-end ulit kami so that so there's one sure episode.
Year-ender unless, you know, magdilang ang healthy Dane na June will have a pasabog.
Allow
which would compel
me to
us to record
one
again.
Episode, universe.
Yeah, I know.
Be careful what you wish for, girl. I mean,
I know, this is so funny.
That's so true.
We have to prepare this audio clip just in case for Twitter purposes. Pag nangyari
yun. Oo, may trailer na yung episode ni Dane.
Yeah, tinagana natin.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And
so,
thank you to the ones who joined this live broadcast in spaces. So I kind of feel, because so I think the three of us are kind of perfectionists sometimes. So talagang well thought out yung each episode. But there's something to be said about spontaneous episodes like this. So maybe it's something we can consider moving forward para
yeah.
we get a bit more content.
Oo, kasi the discovery na ni Dane kung paano i-record yeah. simultaneously.
Sana okay siya. We'll see.
Sana, sana.
We had our maiden public voyage podcast right now.
Yes.
Yeah, with some like hiccups and stuff like that. But hopefully we can, you know, mm-mm. slightly expand once we evaluate things.
Yes.
Yeah, let's not make any commitments. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Commitment folks po kami, pasensya na.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Not bad, guys. Not bad. Just like
not bad.
With BI, not bad. Not bad, guys.
We all had a first today along with Hanbin. Well done.
Yes.
Just keep on listening to Connie's podcast via Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Of course, we're on Anchor. Oh, it's also notable to say that we have a blog. We have a WordPress
right.
blog.
Oh, yeah.
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 So yeah. Connie'spodcast.wordpress.com. You can see the show notes there more clearly rather than Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But at the same time, you can listen also to our podcast episodes from the beginning, yung episode 1 hanggang yung mga recent at yung future releases namin. So, look forward to more posts. And at the same time, thank you so much for listening to Connie's podcast. So, bye!
Bye!